Welcome to the Dr. Bo Show, a critical thinking, reason, and science-based approach to issues that matter.
Becoming a Science and Reason Warrior, a guide to informed dialogue. Explore the concept of science and reason warriors, individuals dedicated to promoting truth and accuracy in a world of misinformation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Jerry Sage, your host for this episode, filling in for Dr. Bennett. We're diving into an intriguing concept that I believe is crucial for our times, becoming a science and reason warrior, or SRW for short. In a world overflowing with information, distinguishing fact from fiction has never been more vital. Let's explore what it means to be an SRW, and how this role can make a positive impact on society. The term social justice warrior has been buzzing around for quite some time. It's a label that some embrace with pride, while others use it disparagingly. But today, I propose something different. The SRW, a science and reason warrior, focuses on promoting accuracy and truth in a world where misinformation is rampant. The goal is not to shame or blame, but to encourage accountability and foster a culture of informed dialogue. What does an SRW do? The primary responsibility of a science and reason warrior is to hold people accountable for the accuracy of their statements. This isn't limited to just verbal or written communication, but extends to posts, memes, and any form of shared information. As long as false or misleading information continues to spread unchecked, the problem will persist and potentially worsen. Qualities of a good SRW. So, what makes a good SRW? Here are a few key qualities. Bias-free thinking. A good SRW is generally nonpartisan and free from ideological bias. The ability to analyze information objectively is crucial. Diplomacy. Strong diplomacy skills are essential. An SRW should be able to persuade others without escalating conflicts. Open-mindedness. An SRW must be open to new information and willing to change their viewpoint if evidence suggests they should. The importance of critical thinking. At the heart of becoming an SRW is the practice of critical thinking. This involves analyzing information logically, questioning assumptions, and evaluating evidence before forming conclusions. It's about developing a disciplined approach to thinking that helps separate fact from fiction. In a way, being an SRW is about nurturing a scientific mindset in everyday life. When we embrace critical thinking, we become more equipped to challenge misinformation effectively. We begin to ask the right questions, such as, what is the source of this information? Is there evidence to support the claims being made? Are there alternative explanations? Encouraging informed dialogue. One of the most challenging aspects of being an SRW is fostering informed dialogue. It's not about winning arguments, but about engaging in meaningful discussions where all parties feel heard and respected. By promoting respectful debates, SRWs can help bridge the gap between opposing viewpoints and find common ground. It's also important to remember that not everyone will respond positively to being challenged. Patience and empathy go a long way in these situations. Rather than attacking or belittling someone for their beliefs, focus on the evidence and encourage them to explore new perspectives. Conclusion: join the movement. In conclusion, becoming a science and reason warrior is about more than just correcting misinformation. It's about fostering a culture of truth-seeking and informed decision-making. As SRWs, we have the power to influence positive change in our communities and beyond. If you're interested in delving deeper into the world of science, logic, and reasoning, I highly recommend checking out Dr. Bennett's bookstore. It's a fantastic resource for anyone looking to expand their knowledge and sharpen their critical thinking skills. Thank you for joining me today. Stay curious, stay informed, and together, let's make the world a more thoughtful place.